You're listening to Sales Chat, the latest sales and service insights by Salelytics.
Welcome back to another episode of Sales Chat, a bite-sized production bringing you the latest and greatest insights from sales subject matter experts here at Salelytics. I'm your host, Jeremy, and today we'll be discussing Salelytics' rebrand of the consumer packaged goods vertical to consumer brands. Our director that is at the head of this initiative, Sarah Stoluka, is on the show to tell us how we got here, the big differences, and anything else that it means for the segment. How are you doing today, Sarah?
I'm doing great, Jeremy. Excited to be your guest on today's episode. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do here at Salelytics?
Sure. So again, Sarah Stoluka, I am a director in our CPG, now rebranded consumer brands vertical. Been with the company almost 18 years, and I've spent all of that time here in the vertical, really telling everybody that I'm homegrown, started as a sales associate, worked my way up into various leadership roles, and now currently in a director role, overseeing that day-to-day operation.
Awesome. Love to see that career growth within the company. And thanks again for joining me today. Why don't you go ahead and kick off our In the Know News segment? What's happening out there in sales and marketing?
All right. So we've got three little tidbits here. So on October 31st, consumers who lived in areas covered by GoPuff were able to call on the M&M's Halloween Rescue Squad to ask for a free refill of candy. Delivery orders promised to be fulfilled in 30 to 60 minutes while supplies lasted, thanks to that collaboration. Pretty interesting. And for those with a sugar fix, definitely helps satisfy that, right?
I was going to say, GoPuff in my area? Because I would love for a Halloween candy rescue to come visit me. I could use some M&Ms, some peanut butter cups. Drop on by. Would love that. Yeah, really cool stuff. I hadn't heard about that until seeing this note in the podcast, and I was like, whoa, hey, that's kind of cool. How do we get some M&Ms out here?
Absolutely. DoorDash, Uber Eats, GoPuff is out there. And I think I saw something, don't hold me to it, but I think I saw something come through Progressive Grocers this morning in my inbox. I think they're doing the same thing with Skittles. So haven't read the full article, but I would expect something more to come. I don't think the M&Ms will be it here.
Well, I do love candy, and Halloween is kind of like the holiday for that. So that sounds awesome to me. Very cool stuff.
Second one. So Netflix revealed new opportunities for advertising on its platform. So they're kind of expanding their reach, including single titled sponsorships and sponsorship of its first ever live sports event at an Advertising Week New York session last week. So kind of interesting to see how Netflix is going to capitalize on manufacturers and brands to, you know, get their products out in the market.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see because Netflix always, as a, from the consumer side, we've always viewed it as, okay, I pay a subscription fee, I don't have any advertisements, that's how this goes. So it's interesting to see how they're rolling out this strategy, not necessarily as breaking into your content and you know, saying, here's an ad right in the middle of your show. It's more they're working the advertisements into things like their sporting events and things like that, which is a really interesting and new way to kind of look at how to advertise without breaking that consumer trust.
Yeah. And I think the last one, so me personally from Wisconsin, have to be a Packers fan, definitely not a Chiefs fan, but Jake from State Farm's appearance with Donna Kelsey not only boosted online engagement, but also the performance of the brand's TV ads. For those who don't know, Donna Kelsey is NFL player Travis Kelsey's mom. Travis is rumored to be dating Taylor Swift, who's obviously been at a handful of Chiefs games recently. So then associating in some way with the pop star is allowing State Farm to reach a younger audience. And as a result, State Farm received 415 earned media placements from the Jake from State Farm stunt with Donna Kelsey. So pretty interesting seeing them capitalize on the news right now.
Yeah, smart. Smart from an advertising perspective to sort of mix audiences like that and find a creative way to find the tie there between your brand and your products and an audience that maybe might not be tuned into it traditionally. So really cool to see that. Yeah. Yeah, fun stuff happening out there in sales and marketing. So let's get into today's content because I'm excited to talk about it. I've spent a good amount of my career in CPG, so now to see it evolve into consumer brands, what's the story here? Why the vertical name consumer packaged goods shift?
Yeah, so good question, Jeremy. You know, at Sayalytics, we represent more than just consumable goods. So if you look across our multiple verticals, you know, not just the consumer brands vertical now, also healthcare and business to business, you should recognize many of the logos that are found in your household or households across the globe. That really got me thinking, you know, why is Sayalytics placing our business solutions into silos when we clearly have expertise well beyond a retail shelf, doctor's office, or even service center? So to cross-pollinate our verticals, we really needed to rebrand with a name that represents everything we are, and that's consumer brands experts.
That's awesome. It's a really great evolution to see that we're paying attention to the market and sort of shifting our strategy to support it internally. So what does consumer brands entail? Is it different from CPG?
It's not a ton different, but consumer brands really represents a journey. That journey may look different for each brand, but no matter the journey, we here at Sayalytics have a service offering to help client partners educate, influence, convert, and retain consumers. Our goal is to remain dedicated to our client partners while helping to expand our insights beyond just retail consumption or the retail shelf.
Right. And that makes a lot of sense. And that entails a lot. You're going all the way from the marketing, what is the brand message, all the way to that end delivery of the message to the customer and closing more business. It makes a lot of sense that we would change alongside the changing customer journey. What about that journey does consumer brands consider that maybe CPG didn't completely account for in the past?
So key word in there, Jeremy, is just that it's the journey. Historically, we relied on our client partners to connect with their target audience through conventional marketing while we focused our efforts on making sure product was out into distribution so that shopper or potential consumer could go and find the product. You know, without following the shopper or the consumer all the way through their journey, we're really missing out on key insights that lead to best practice sharing.
Right. By understanding the motivations to buy and things like that, it's very important when you're considering all of the factors that go into a successful sale from end to end.
Exactly.
Very cool stuff. So other than the name, what other changes are being brought to the table with this?
Yeah, of course. So through the integration of our existing verticals, this rebranding will allow us to cross-train associates, really making them consumer-centric advocates. I know we've heard previously talk around patient-centric. This really is the consumer-centric side. So providing our associates really with a deeper understanding of the consumer journey will help build expertise while establishing trust with their primary points of contact. Really one team with one goal to increase brand awareness and usage for our clients. Partners.
Good stuff. Yeah, being able to cross-train and have that expertise across a wide variety of clients and products in the space is really important as well. So the burning question here, does this change how we support our client partners in this space?
Yeah, so great question, and absolutely, but in a good way. So we're going to be the same company providing the same outstanding results as consumer brands that we were as CPG. The level of support we provide will now really enhance the client partner's reach into the journey of a consumer. So I'm really looking forward to watching this evolve, you know, starting with service providers, healthcare practitioners, things like that, all the way through to post-purchase support.
Like I said before, it's a wide variety of things that we're looking at when we're talking consumer brands. So how does that change how we're managing our internal teams in the space?
Yeah, so at this time, you know, we're not really expecting significant change to how we're managing the teams in this space. However, I will say it's going to open the door for professional growth as we really look to help educate our associates on the importance of the consumer, the shopper journey, and really, you know, how much they are heavily influenced before making a purchase. So, you know, I would say really it's more the career growth and advancement for our associates. So, you know, we're going to help coach and motivate and train them the same way. It's going to broaden their knowledge across the consumer brand space.
It's always good to hear that we're creating career opportunities here as we expand and take on new challenges in the space. So lastly, what can we look for in the future for consumer brands here or beyond the company?
Sure. So consumer brands is going to always continue to evolve, amplified by the pandemic. We've seen a lot of mergers and acquisitions within both retail and manufacturer space. You know, I think Saleytics having a deep reach across all small to mid market retail and wholesale customers in various classes of trade, grocery, drug, hardware, C-store, things like that. These customers, these independents and small to mid market customers need us now more than ever to remain relevant, and having those insights across the entire shopper consumer journey to relay back to them, hopefully will help, you know, help them stay one or two steps ahead of the rest.
Absolutely. Having the data and the insight to have the information you need going into this is critical, and it's great to hear that we're providing that to our associates. Thank you, Sarah. The rebrand of CPG to consumer brands is a testament to Saleytics and your team for being adaptable and mindful of the evolving marketplace. The consumer journey is not the same that it was a decade ago, and I'm sure it's going to be different in the years to come. A couple more questions here. What are you going to be for Halloween this year?
Myself.
Okay. I thought I'd throw a fun question in there. Me, myself, this year, I'm looking to be the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. So, hey, why not?
Hey, any chance to put pajamas on early and, you know.
Of course. Do you have any other closing thoughts for us today?
I don't, you know, I'm just really excited, Jeremy. Thanks again for having me on today's episode. This has been a year-long journey. It's a journey that's been long overdue as we continue to evolve, as the market continues to evolve. And I'm, you know, I'm really excited to take best practice sharing across our sister verticals in B2B and healthcare and carry them over into the consumer brand space to provide more value to our current client partners and future client partners.
Really great to see the diversity portfolio of our business coming together and sharing best practices so everybody gets a little stronger here. To our listeners, I want to thank you for joining us as we discuss all things consumer brands. We have more strategy and insight to share when it comes to healthcare, B2B, insurance, and financial services. So, with all that being said, follow along as we share more industry trends, insight on our custom solutions, and even some career guidance. Find us on our social media channels or wherever you listen to your podcast. And until next time, thank you for tuning into Sales Chat.